This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This news today from Cairo. Former President Mohamed Morsi's Minister of Supplies gave an impromptu press conference tonight in which he said that Egypt has less than 500,000 tons of wheat on hand. That's a big problem when you consider that that country is the world's biggest importer of wheat, about 10 million tons a year. And it does make you wonder about daily life out on the streets of Cairo. That is where reporter Kimberly Adams is based. Kimberly, it's great to talk to you again.
Likewise.
It's been, a week and a half or so now. What is daily life like for the average Egyptian today?
It's very tense. People are really concerned about some of the incidences of violence that have happened over the past week and a half, and really not sure what's going to happen next in terms of their personal lives or the economy. But at the same time, Ramadan just started here, so people are trying their best to embrace what should be a pretty festive season, despite the fact that all this is going on.
What about going out to the store and getting a loaf of bread or buying gas? I mean, are those things coming back? Are they easier now?
Before Morsi's ouster, a week and a half ago, there were huge lines at gas stations, especially if you were trying to get diesel or just fill up your tank. And there were all these power outages as well, some of these main reasons that people were actually complaining about Morsi and wanting him out of office. All of a sudden, these things have ceased to happen. I'm standing outside a gas station in Cairo right now, where a week and a half ago, there were lines almost half a mile long. And now there's hardly anyone here. People are just, you know, getting their cars washed and having no problems getting gas at all.
What does a liter of unleaded go for over there now, just for the heck of it?
A liter of unleaded goes for about 26, 27 cents.
26 cents American?
It's heavily subsidized.
Wow. Last time we talked, Kimberly, you had mentioned that there was this middle tier of businesses that were having a tough time with their customers. You know, the local shops were doing fine and the big companies were doing fine, but those middle ranks of businesses weren't physically able to get out on the streets and get there. Is that changed now? Is there pedestrian traffic and those kinds of things?
Those businesses are reopening, but the problem is now that it is Ramadan, which means that the businesses have to cut back on their hours anyway because people are fasting from sunrise to sunset. And so people are supposed to be coming out late at night to celebrate, but because of the unrest, some people don't want to be out late at night.
What about the new government, the Prime Minister, Mr. El-Bablawi, and how popular perceptions are there? I mean, he's an economist. Are people thinking he's actually going to be able to do anything, or are they just sort of marking time?
It actually already is doing something. He is a prominent economist. He is well known in the region and has a lot of regional contacts, and we've really seen that come to fruition because in the past, just since Morsi's ouster, Egypt has been pledged more than $12 billion in grants and loans from other Gulf countries like Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait. And there are reports that even today they were in talks with Bahrain for more money. And what that influx of cash is going to do is it's going to help the government keep up its subsidies and keep up its programs that sort of keep the population happy, whether those be gas subsidies or bread subsidies, and basically kind of counteract some of this public angst that was really weighing on Morsi towards the end of his time in office.
Kimberly Adams on the streets of Cairo for us. Kimberly, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.